If you want to tap into your success, your greatness, your purpose, your destiny, and have a successful year, it's very important that you have or develop a winning mindset. That is what we're going to talk about today. If you want to have a successful year, if you want to have success every day in your marriage, your relationship, your business, discovering your purpose, tapping into your potential, it's very important that you have or develop a winning mindset. Before we go any further, if you are listening to this podcast right now, a miracle has happened in your life because you transition from 2023 into 2024. And I'm grateful to be alive today. I'm grateful that you're listening. And if you're alive today in 2024, that means there is something great for you to do today in this world, in this life, this day, this year, because the best, I mean the best and the greatest day to be alive is today. Thank you for your support in 2023, your prayers, supporting me, listening to the podcast, sharing the podcast, listening to the podcast, sharing the podcast, sending me texts, sending me encouraging words. Thank you so much. As we continue to build a community of success, greatness, purpose, and destiny, a place where you discover your purpose and become all what you were designed to be. You know, my wife said a couple of weeks ago, she said, you need to do a podcast, or you should do a podcast on not giving up. And this year, I'm focusing on mindset. That mindset is everything. In the last podcast, we talk about having a successful mindset. Mindset is everything. And I realize that in order for you and me, us as a community, to be successful this year, it's important that we have a winning mindset, but a winning mindset every day. You say, how do you have a winning mindset every day? Because guess what? The storms are going to come. The hard times are going to come. The rain is going to come. The snow is going to come. Debt is going to come. The layoffs are going to come. The business might do good this month, this year, but not do good next year. Things might happen in your marriage. Things might happen with your relationship, with your sisters, your brothers, your children. Because guess what? This is a real world that we're living in. And if you don't have a winning mindset, the pains, the temptations, the tragedies of life, the pressures of life will hold you down. But I'm going to show you what is going to help you to make it through this year and have a winning mindset. The first thing that you need to do if you want to have a winning mindset, and I've studied athletes, I've studied celebrities, I've studied teachers, I've studied successful fathers and mothers, and one of the things that I noticed that successful people do every day is that they renew their mind. They renew their mind. Every day, to continue to build and maintain a winning mindset, they renew their mind. They ought to read every day. They listen to positive podcasts every day. They listen to great speakers, motivational, inspirational speakers. They renew their mind by watching movies that inspire them and motivate them. They renew their mind every day. When I start my day, it's very important I start my day with something positive. I might play some music, some motivational music. I might listen to something motivational, huh? Listen to probably some Jim Rohn, Eric Thomas, the hip-hop preacher. I might listen to some Dr. Miles Monroe. Come on. I might listen to some Wayne Dyer, okay? I might go out there and look for a quote. I'm renewing my mind. I may start off with some Bible verses. I may listen to the Bible, my audio Bible. I might listen to some praise and worship music. What I'm doing is I'm renewing my mind daily, 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 daily. Because I know this, that in order for me to go to that next level, in order for you to go to that next level, I cannot wake up one day and say, when it comes to my mindset and having a winning mindset, that I have arrived. No. Every day, like I said in the previous podcast, every day, you got to renew your mind. Every day, every day, every day, every day, every day, you continue to renew your mind. Continue to renew your mind. And this is what I realize. If you want to develop and have a winning mindset, you have to renew your mind daily with affirmations, positivity, positive vibes. So I encourage you today, if you are not doing that, when you wake up in the morning, don't go straight to that phone. Unless you got to go to the phone and your audio Bible, because my audio Bible's on the phone. When you wake up in the morning, don't, the first half an hour of the day, or the first hour, don't you go to that phone. Start your day off with something that is enrichment, something that is enlightenment, something that lifts you up, something that feels, make you feel good. What I do sometimes, I did a couple days ago, I start my day off renewing my mind by just watching the sports channel, seeing someone win. This one won last night. This one won last night. And when I see other people win, it makes me feel good. So number one, renew your mind. Number two, if you want to have a winning mindset or develop a winning mindset, you have to put yourself in a tribe or a community that believes in you, that wants to see you succeed. I'll say it again. If you want to develop and have a winning mindset, it's very important for you to be a part of a community that loves you, encourage you, motivate you, inspires you. But guess what? Also, they correct you. You know, I experienced a mastermind the last week of 2023. And that's as credible messages. We were in this mastermind. And in the mastermind, I call it the hot seat. You either can sit down or you go up. I went up in front. I wrote down what I wanted to do. X, A, B, C, D. And the feedback would say, hey, Antonio, why are you doing this? I think you should do this. Have you ever considered this? But what I like, was they were correcting me. They were giving me advice, but I knew that they believe in me and that they wanted to see me succeed. I knew that the advice that they was giving me was not that they were criticizing me. Like I learned in Toastmasters, they were giving me effective critique. In that moment, they were advising me. They were coaching me. They were mentoring me. And everything that I need to accomplish my objectives this year, I got it in that meeting. I was so grateful for that experience. You see, The reason why some of you are not winning, and the reason why it's hard for you to develop a winning mindset, because you are in a tribe or a community or an organization or a group that they don't believe in you. And whenever they give you advice, they give you advice and they don't expect you to succeed. Now, here's the thing. Our focus is not on people who don't want us to achieve greatness in life. That's not our focus. Our focus is not on the opinions of people, right? That's not our focus. Our focus is not on pleasing people. So I want to clarify what I'm saying. That's not our focus. But isn't it good to go to a group of people, a community, a tribe that believes in you and they want you to succeed? What that does, that helps you develop a winning attitude. It helps you to develop a winning mindset. And not only you want to succeed, you want them to succeed too. If you want to develop a winning mindset, it's very important that you develop a mindset that comes high tide or low tide. I am committed to the vision. You see, winners and people who are tapping into their potential, they don't quit. And even if they quit, they catch up themselves and they brush off. You see, when I ran those two marathons last year, through each of those marathons, I felt like giving up. I felt like, hey, how much longer to go? Like my last marathon, my pacer, who's my good friend, Mr. David He. I say, how much more miles we have to go? He said, Antonio, you have one more mile. He said, you have one more mile. And I felt like giving up. But you know what helped me? Having him there, encouraging me, motivating me, and inspiring me, and helping me pace my way to the finish line. But also what helped me was that I made a commitment, and I told my children, and I told my wife, hey, I'm going to run this race and I'm coming across this finish line. You see, if you go after something in life and you're not committed to it and you don't have a winning mindset that, you know what, come high tide, low tide, if it's snowing, if it's raining, regardless of what's going on, I'm going to see this through. If you don't have that type of mindset, then you're not going to reach your destiny. So I just want to go over today to help you this year. In order to have a winning mindset, you have to renew your mind every day. Listen to something positive every day, whether it's books, watch a movie, some inspirational music, some motivational music. It could be going for a walk, whatever it takes to renew your mind. You may need to just get out, get in nature, breathe in that fresh air. You might just need to walk. Sometimes let the rain just fall on you. When I'm running, sometimes I'm raining. Sometimes it's raining. You might need to just go outside and see a butterfly. Renew your mind. Get away from that old way of thinking, that slave mind thinking, that poverty mindset in terms of health, relationship, finances. Next, you got to put yourself in a community. Be around people who believe in you. You got too much success, greatness, purpose, and destiny inside of you. Stop wasting your time trying to be accepted by people who don't care about you, who don't want you to succeed. Be around people who believe in you. They want to see you succeed. They want you to get to the top. They want you to go beyond the clouds. They want you to fly into the sky. They want you to go beyond the stars. Be around people who believe in you. Stop wasting your time trying to please and get accepted by people, because it's not going to happen. be around people, a community, a tribe that believe in you. I'm a part of communities and tribes that believe in me. And also, you have to make up a commitment and make up your mind that I'm committed to this vision. I'm committed to the objective. So you might have to work day and night for a season. But you make your commitment that come high tide or low tide, I am going to see this through. I encourage you today. Don't give up on your dreams. Continue to develop and maintain a winning mindset. And when you maintain that winning mindset, you will reach your objective. You will tap into your success, your greatness, your purpose, your destiny, and become all what you were designed to be. My name is King Tunes Antonio, Coach Antonio Landis Thompson. And you're listening to the greatest podcast in the world, Winners for Life Coaching Podcast, a place where you discover your success, your greatness, your purpose, your destiny, and become all what you were designed to be. If you want to succeed this year, next year, and the year after that, if you want to succeed Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, if you want to succeed from January to December and on a leap day, a leap year, it's very important that you develop a winning mindset. Renew your mind daily. Put yourself in a community that believes in you and make a commitment that no matter what, I am going to see this vision come to pass. Thank you for listening. I believe in you. There's greatness inside of you. There's potential inside of you. Tap into your potential. Continue to release your greatness today. And remember, the best and the greatest day to be alive is today. Why? Because today you are a winner and you have a winning mindset. In the words of Zig Ziglar, see you at the top. Have a great day. Your day is going to be amazing. Winners for Life Coaching Podcast.